USA warns of terrorism threat in Sweden after Quran burning. By Chris Tomlinson on February 9, 2023. The United States Swedish Embassy has issued a terrorism warning for Americans in Sweden, noting a heightened risk of attacks following demonstrations that saw the Islamic Quran set on fire. The U.S. Embassy in Sweden put out a terrorism threat alert on Sunday, advising its citizens of a possible heightened terror threat, calling on citizens to avoid crowds, monitor local media, and keep a low profile. The U.S. government cautions its citizens of possible retaliatory attacks by terrorists in the wake of recent Quran burning incidents in Europe. U.S. citizens are advised to use caution when going to public venues frequented by large numbers of people, the embassy said. Sweden's Minister of Civil Defense Carl-Oskar Bohlin reacted to the U.S. embassy statement by saying, "It's ultimately a matter for the security police, among others, to take a stand on, but of course, we are following developments." Swedish terrorism expert Magnus Ranstorp has theorized that the warning may be connected to recent propaganda material from the Islamic State terrorist group, which called for action following the recent Quran burnings by Danish anti-Islam activist Rasmus Paludan in Stockholm last month. "The reason for this, I am quite convinced, is that Islamic State has released two videos that target Christians. One pleads in these films not to settle for demonstrations and hashtags," Ranstorp said. "You're always worried when you're mentioned in these contexts. There is an elevated threat, but that doesn't mean anything will happen. There are general directives that come in these extremist circles. And the security police has an iron grip on the individuals who pose an attack threat," he added. Rasmus Paludan, who along with his group Stram Kurs, Hardline, has been behind the Quran burning, has also been threatened directly. According to Magnus Ranstorp, the Danish authorities are likely not pleased with Paludan's continued activities, as he is likely bringing danger upon himself. In the wake of last month's Quran burning outside the Turkish embassy in Stockholm, Sweden saw backlash from many in the Islamic world, with protests spreading to several countries. The Turkish government swiftly condemned Sweden for not shutting down the protest, and while Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson made an attempt to reconcile and apologize, Turkish authorities have placed Sweden's NATO application on hold. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan later stated that Turkey will not approve Sweden for NATO as long as burning the Quran is still legal. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.